USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, selling his abortion executive order, claimed a 10-year-old girl became pregnant in Ohio and had to travel to Indiana. That probably never happened. That's according to Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. He added a raped 10-year-old would be able to abort under Ohio's abortion laws. How bad is inflation in America? We'll find out tomorrow with the Consumer Price Index for June to be released. Pennsylvania's Democrat Governor Tom Wolf vetoed a bill that would have barred biological male athletes who are transgender from competing in women's sports, calling it discriminatory against marginalized youth. NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines on Fox News overnight.
Being someone who witnessed that firsthand, being at that competition in March, I saw the amount of tears shed, the extreme discomfort in the locker rooms, you know, the talk of anger and frustration, and, you know, I'm speaking for a large majority here.
USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
California firefighters gained ground Monday in the battle against the Washburn Fire on the western flank of the Sierra Nevadas. The wildfire is a threat to roughly 500 giant sequoia trees in and around Yosemite National Park. The blaze has scorched about 4.2 square miles and was 22% contained as of Monday night. Soon-to-be former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will not be endorsing his replacement.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is refusing to endorse anybody running to replace him. He said he won't want to damage anybody's chances by voicing his support for them. Johnson last week agreed to step down following a series of controversies, including parties during COVID lockdowns. A number of top government officials also resigned, which eventually led to Johnson's decision to step down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Former ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, comments on Newsmax, the made-for-TV show called January 6.
This is not serious at all. And I think when it comes to Steve Bannon, we're getting to a dangerous, very dangerous place in this country. We saw what happened to Peter Navarro getting locked up. Yeah. Bannon now, this is all political. So look, I think you've got clearly Pelosi and the Democrats. I know all those cast of characters, very dishonest people. Hopefully they'll be washed out with a wave in November. Couldn't happen to nicer people.
The James Webb Space Telescope is open for business today with some amazing images that are being released by NASA. Michio Kaku from the City University of New York on CNN explains what we're seeing in the very first image.
Well, you know, even children ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, where is the farthest star? Well, you're looking at a photograph now of some of the farthest stars that we can see with a space telescope, 100 times more powerful than the aging Hubble Space Telescope. This is spectacular. It's a time machine. The Webb Space Telescope allows us to peer back through time right after the Big Bang itself. Some of the stars in this picture date back 13 billion years into the past, giving us a whole new way of looking at the universe.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.